The complex love-hate relationship between France and the U.S. is typified by the French attitude to McDonald's. French intellectuals see the chain as an example of American hegemony, and French gourmands are usually apoplectic about the food. But it seems most people in France love Le Big Mac, and whether they want it or not, they might soon be able to order McDonald's at the entrance to one of France's most revered cultural institutions, the Louvre Museum. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley sent this report.
Even before you actually enter the Louvre, you feel the presence of the world's most visited and most prestigious art museum. There are even classical Greek statues on the metro platform.
Palais Royal, Musée du Louvre.
Another entrance funnels visitors from the trains to the Louvre via an upscale shopping mall. With its vaulted ceilings and polished granite walls, this mall, known as the Carousel du Louvre, has the same Iyempeh architecture as the museum. The mall almost feels like an extension of the Louvre itself, and that's why the idea of a McDonald's here is ruffling feathers.
They say, oh, it's going to be a very high-level McDonald's. I don't know what is a high-level McDonald's.
That's art critic Didier Rickner. He says the initial contract for the mall when it opened 20 years ago stipulated only cultural and high-profile shops.
You cannot mix the Louvre and art with McDonald's. It doesn't fit together because I think McDonald's is one of the lowest level of cooking, and Louvre is one of the biggest level in art. And we are in France, you know. We do like to eat in burgers and McDonald's, but we cannot confront it with art.
The Louvre has confirmed that a quality McCafé will be positioned in the underground approach to its entrance. It will represent the American segment of a new food court featuring world cuisines and coffee shops. Ironically, France is McDonald's biggest market after the U.S., but many in France see the fast food chain as the Trojan horse of globalization and the scourge of the traditional French meal. Popular daily newspaper Le Parisien sardonically compared Ronald McDonald to Venus de Milo and said the decision could result in the fragrance of fries drifting under the Mona Lisa's nose. Jean Bossieu says she regularly visits the museum and she's bothered by the idea of a McDonald's here.
I think the museum will lose some of its grandeur if there's a McDonald's here in this close vicinity, and it may attract people who aren't necessarily interested in visiting the Louvre.
It's not McDonald's fault, says art critic Rickner. He blames the Louvre for selling out to commercialism and mass marketing. He's still angry at the museum for selling its name like a designer brand, he says, to an art museum in Abu Dhabi 2 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.